5.5, las de medio kilito.
Fish are being weighed and cleaned at La Boqueria Market in the heart of downtown Barcelona, Spain. It's one of the most vibrant public markets I've ever been to.
I'm standing in the middle of the seafood section of La Boqueria, and I have never seen such a variety of seafood here. There's a man who is standing in front of some razor clams, and he just knocked on the clams. They're bundled up with an elastic band. He knocked on the clams to make sure that they were very fresh, because the tubes that were extended from the clams all shrank back in. He said, that's the bunch I want. Beside the clams, there are crabs, three different kinds of crabs. There are gooseneck barnacles. There are cockles. There are mussels. There are oysters. It's a staggering display.
You are doing exactly the same steps Woody Allen did last week.
Yes, Woody Allen likes this market so much, he's shooting a movie here. My tour guide for this stroll through La Boqueria is Jordi Tolra, the director of communications for the public markets of Barcelona. The population of Barcelona proper is about 1.6 million people, but there are 46 public markets within the city limits.
We have 40 food markets, which are all placed inside a building, closed, except La Boqueria, which has a special shape. And there are six special markets, we call them special markets, including a big, huge flea market.
Has the number of food markets been increasing or decreasing over the years?
For the last 15 years, we have inaugurated three new markets. And that is in relation with the decision of the municipality, of the mayor, consisting on creating a plan and investing a huge amount of money to keep the markets alive and renovate them.
Over the past 4 years alone, the city of Barcelona has poured 50 million euros, that's about $75 million Canadian, into the renovation and promotion of its public markets.
The markets of Barcelona are owned by the municipality. This is to say, it's a public network which is devoted to provide a public service. But on the other side, it's a very interesting combination of a joint venture, I would say, between the public system, the authority, the municipality, and the private sector. Because the city is responsible for running, keeping, and managing the markets, but the business is done by the stallers, no? Which gives us a very interesting possibility to create something good for the city and especially for the citizens.
Barcelona was founded by the Romans at the beginning of the first millennium, primarily as a marketplace, so the concept of public markets is as old as the city itself. The administrators who have voted to keep the markets alive realize the value reaches beyond simple commerce.
Because the markets are not just a place where you can go and buy food, but in our opinion, if you like, it's a very Mediterranean point of view, but we like it and we would like Europe to be like that, no? Going with your trolley and buy fresh food on a market, it's something very interesting when you are setting up a community, because in the markets the people speak, participate, they celebrate things. We have developed a certain line of programs linked with the social responsibility, which means collaborating with many NGOs and many projects that have decided to establish the markets as a place where they do things. So now when you go to the market, you can do many other things, and it's something that it's a part of the life of the city.
As each market comes up for renovations, the entire neighborhood is considered. Loading docks and garbage containers are relocated underground to cut down on noise and smell. Recycling and composting programs are set up, along with educational tours for Barcelona's burgeoning immigrant population.
One of the challenges of this market is to integrate the people that has came in Barcelona for the last 5 years, which is incredibly high, no? From Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and from Pakistan. We are organizing a special campaign which consists on publishing brochures and organizing visits with people from these countries through their NGOs. So we would like them to come here and buy as the rest of the citizens.
Jordi Tolra says the city believes markets can be one of the most important parts of a healthy and happy neighborhood, and that the investment is paying off. How many cities in Canada have that same kind of attitude about where we shop for our food? That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.